You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform. We want to get his thoughts today as President Obama goes public in saying he's going after American companies who take advantage of tax shelters in order to avoid double taxation on their profits. And Grover, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be with you.
The president says Americans are paying their fair share, and these companies are not by keeping their money in offshore tax havens or tax shelters. And he says by doing so, it's costing less for a company to create a job overseas than here at home. What's the part of the story you think he's not telling the American people?
He's got it upside down. It is, in fact, the United States government and his tax policies that are killing jobs here. An American company, say General Motors, pays a 35% tax on income by selling cars, 35%. The European average is 25%. So the United States has a higher tax rate on businesses that create jobs and invest than the average European country at 25%. Now, mind you, Ireland and other countries are well below 25%. So American companies that try and compete in the world have a boat anchor of a 35% rate. What he wants to do is say if an American company like Caterpillar has plants and investments overseas, we will treat all American investment as if it was in Kansas and have a 35% tax boat anchor on it. Now, the rest of the world says, France, if you're a French company and you make money in the United States, you pay American taxes. You don't pay French taxes on top of that. We have a worldwide tax system, which means that in addition to taxes that you pay when you have a plant or an office in Brazil or France or Britain or Japan, you also pay American taxes. So American companies are twice punished. One, they have the highest tax rate in the world, second only to Japan, which has its own problems here. And two, when you invest around the world, you pay other countries' taxes and the American tax. So rather than move away from this, which is what the United States had been doing, moving to a territorial system like the rest of the world, he wants to extend the American imperialism of American tax policies. He's against America imposing its values around the world. He's in favor of the IRS imposing their taxes around the world.
We're talking with Grover Norquist of Americans for Tax Reform. And Grover, you mentioned that this will be a job killer because American companies are forced to pay taxes in the countries where they made profits overseas. And then, again, once they bring them back here, once these tax shelters are taken away, if in fact they are eventually taken away, what do you believe is behind this? Do you believe the Obama administration simply doesn't understand this will be the effect, or is there something else at work here?
No, first of all, they just want more money. Second of all, it is embarrassing to the United States that companies do not want to be American companies in the same way that East Germans didn't want to be East Germans. They flee from our abusive high taxes.
So how big of a corporate exodus could we see if this is fully implemented?
Remember when the beer company from St. Louis was purchased by a Belgian beer company?
Mm-hmm.
The reason was that internationally, it would pay a lot less in taxes when it sold beer, not in the United States, has no impact on how much money the federal government gets from beer sold in the United States. But an international company, Anheuser-Busch, as an American company, it was penalized when it did business in Germany or France or Brazil. As a company from, I think, Belgium or Denmark, they would pay whatever the local tax was and only whatever the local tax was. So the same company with the same employees with the same product pays more in taxes if it was owned as an American company than it would internationally if it was owned by any other company, any other country in the world. Now, the only other thing that the United States does more stupidly than all other nations together is our tort law, where the trial lawyers can come in and sue everybody and don't you know, have to pay if they get it wrong, and everybody pays higher prices because of what the trial lawyers do. So here you have President Obama, who gets money from the trial lawyers and who gets money from the people who benefit from government spending, deciding that he wants to take two of the most damaging things that the United States government does, it's our tort law, and our international worldwide taxation policy, and make them more painful than they have been in the past. And this, during the Bush years, there was a brief two-year period where companies that earn money overseas could bring it back and pay a 5% tax instead of, you know, a 10, 20, or 30% tax. About $400 billion came back in new investment in the United States. He wants to levy taxes to basically kill all of that money that could otherwise flow into the United States to pay people's pensions, to go for R&D. He wants the money to go to the government.
The last 60 seconds here, Grover, and you just mentioned the Bush administration there briefly. I remember when the president was pushing for the elimination of the estate tax, he says double taxation is wrong. Why was there not a stronger push when there were Republicans controlling Washington to eliminate this double taxation component of the law?
There were a handful of Republican senators like Grassley who never understood the concept. They just didn't understand what was going on. And frankly, Bush personally didn't understand it. It was a Republican Congress which enacted that one reform over Bush's objections. So this is not just a partisan fight. In point of fact, Bush didn't understand it any better than Obama does. But the Republicans in the House and Senate did understand it, did begin the process of moving us towards territorial taxation. But when, in point of fact, we were on the verge of doing that, the Congress switched, and the Democrats agree with Obama. This is a stupid policy, and they like it.
Grover, unfortunately, that needs to be the last word. Thank you very much for helping us understand this policy proposal much better.
Take care.
Grover Norquist, President of Americans for Tax Reform. This is Dateline Washington.